No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet tea F lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
You feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, your song of the day from 1976, Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Definite song you'd like to hear. The lyrics were deep.
Are they?
A little bit. Oh. Yeah. He's brutally handsome. She was terminally pretty.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice. There was just a lot of cool. I really did. I'm a lyrics guy for this song. Eagles are incredible. The year again, Jake?
1976, which is what?
Better times.
And, that is 76.
And this song was incredible. It wasn't, I wouldn't have it like on my like loop where it was like, I can't get enough of it, didn't hear enough, but we heard this song hundreds and thousands of times. I mean, just thousands of times, Jake.
In the 70s.
Yeah, and so you knew all the words, so I'm a big fan of it. 801.
Oh, 801.
801. I'm not going nuts, not going crazy. Respecting the Eagles, and I think that the lyrics were really good. Steve?
I don't have my glasses on, but this movie was attached to song was attached to the movie FM.
Didn't know that.
Also, Fly Like an Eagle was part of FM.
Good.
Doesn't matter.
Good soundtrack.
Breakdown. Must have been a great movie.
Breakdown. Yeah.
Tom Petty, Breakdown?
Yeah. Night Moves. Yeah, I don't remember.
Never
FM.
Heard this movie before.
No, I don't. I vaguely remember.
I vaguely remember it too, but I have no knowledge really.
There's times I really like that song. I don't know. It's kind of it depends what kind of mood you're in. It's not really a morning song. It's more of an evening song.
I'm trying to put that into context.
Honestly, yes, I didn't.
It is. It's more.
We should classify all songs now. Morning, midday.
That's an afternoon song.
Yes.
That's
more of something you have at brunch. A song you listen to at brunch.
That's more of a night.
This is more of a late night. This is more late night. Yes, this is not cocktail hour.
Song.
Yeah, this is more. Yeah, this is like late 11 p.m. plus.
God dang. There are times I would give it like what Bill did, and then there are times I'd be more in the six range. I'm probably more in a six range right now, 6.5.
Okay, that's respectable.
Yeah. Okay,
Rudy's score?
Rudy's going to somewhat like it, 6.01.
7.7. He's always a fan of guitar skills and the Eagles. 7.7.
There's guitar skills. Rudy. Were really good. Yes, Rudy's in his last week with us.
He did. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Rudy's, this is it for Rudy.
Oh, Rudy will be with us till Friday, then he's moving on.
Yeah. Emotional goodbyes.
Yeah. He's not gone yet. We have a couple
My
days.
My favorite
still.
Thing.
You love that. Sit down and talk, hug it out.
Emotional
talk
goodbye.
About
sayonara.
Yes. I'm much more into the Irish exit.
A lot of people ask me why I didn't play Fernando. I played Fernando a couple weeks ago for Song of the Day. I can't play it again. Yeah. And it's like within the last month I played Fernando. Where's Fernando by ABBA? I already played Fernando by ABBA. It's a great song, but
we could have played it again for this. They won the Heisman.
A lot of people ask why no Fernando.
Yeah, why no Fernando? Come on. Yeah.
You could have played an alternate version, like a live version or something.
Yeah, or like a cover version. Here's somebody covering.
That's a great song, though.
It is a great song. Some scores here before the Bills Thrills. Ryan in California, 8-2. Bill and Bennett, 8-1-5. Shamia, 8-3. Husker Mike in Waterloo, 9. Eric and Hickman says, never can go wrong with the Eagles. Solid 8.
Facts.
Mike and Dalton, 9. Sean in Omaha, 6-8. Kevin in Colorado, 4.8. Leroy, 7-9. Matt, 8. Houston, 6.6. Who in Columbus, 4?
Oh, solid. Solid. Bird's,
yeah, not bad for Bird.
Not that high for Bird.
He's right there with us.
Joel in Wisconsin, great Monday morning song, 7.8.
He likes it as a morning song.
You thought it was an afternoon song.
You like it as morning.
He says even more of an evening song.
He said great Monday morning song, by the way.
That's Monday, fine. Monday.
Gavin Pender, 8.5. Scott in Delaware, Ohio, 7.9.
Delaware, Ohio.
Yeah. Travis in Ankeny, Iowa, 7.7.
Ankeny.
Beef tacos.
Beef.
This song is overrated. 5.7.
Anything from Texas Casanova.
I don't see the Texas Casanova. I don't see the household either on here. Jennifer and Hubby.
It's right in their wheelhouse.
This is not.
This would have been prom music.
Where Jennifer and Hubby?
Oh. I wonder if they're not listening anymore.
Don't
doubt.
Say that.
I don't think
depressed
they are.
The volleyball match.
Well, maybe they're making candles still.
Could be.
Christmas candles. Fruit Loops.
Magnum P.I. says,
they can have the show on while they're
Eagles
doing
suck. 3 from Magnum P.I.
Whoa. You're going to get a lot of pushback on that one.
Yeah.
Magnum.
YouTube, before we get to Bill's Thrills, we got Troy, 8-9. Rick Heyman, 8-8 on that one.
Thank you, Heyman.
Genghis is 8-6 better times.
Yes.
C.L. Porter, 6-7. Nels in Montana, who called in Friday for a Dr. Love.
That was Nels. Genghis.
That was nice of Nels to come in.
9.3 from Nels. Plainsman and Grant, 7-2. The Conservative Husker, 9. Al for NU, 8-6, and Charlie, 8-2. Song of the Day was Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles from 1976.
Nice job, Jake.
Thank you.
Yes, well, thank you.
Thank the Eagles. Not me.
Well, it would have been nice to have Fernando.
You gave it hell.
I may play that song again at some point today. It is time, without further ado, for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more.
Hallways. He also does hallways.
Hallways.
That's been overlooked, Jake.
It is overlooked.
He is over that, and it is an area that needs to be brought
we
to
need
light.
Wider high hallways.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, he can evaluate a hallway and make it a spot of importance in your house.
A hangout spot.
The hallway all of a sudden becomes a spot.
Hang in the hallway, man.
Just go down the hallway, and all of a sudden, well, why is so and so not back? Well, they're still in the hallway. Randy,
just talking over.
He does hallways, guys.
Wow, you never think about
you
that.
Don't think about the hallway.
You take it for granted.
It's the part of the room that's overlooked.
Yep.
Yeah, you take it for granted.
Hallway and steps, and that's what Randy also has that
steps.
Knack. Yes, he can also do steps.
Randy's phone number, of course, is 402-417-5204, or you can email him at dinertcontracting@gmail.com.
Gmail. That's new.
It's Gmail.
Yes. It's not Hotmail.
Whoa.
I still have
it's
Hotmail.
It's not MSN.com.
Jake sends me an email every day to my Hotmail
account.
I do. Every day.
And you go, do you look at it?
What's that? Yeah, look at it. That's what I look at. That's where I get my information.
How much of that is spam besides that?
Oh, it's a lot, I think.
Mine's probably the only thing that comes through. It's not spam.
The funniest part of it is just when you have to give your, can I get your email, please? Sure, I'd love to. And then you give it to them like that, and they're just kind of here. They're like,
Hotmail.
Did you say Hotmail?
Oh, this guy.
I always tell them too. I just stick with Hotmail because it's so secure. There's no chance someone can hack into this at all. I'm sure like that. I'm sure Gigi could hack into it if she needed to. Wouldn't be that hard. Army Navy.
Saturday, 2 p.m.
Wow, was that something? It's hard to explain the ridiculous strain. A lifetime game you'll always frame. watching that game again, it was built up to epic proportion, and it added up to that on TV. 17-16. Navy wins the game 17-16, but there were some epic plays that you couldn't even imagine. First thing,
17-16 Navy.
Body language on the field. Unbelievable. Just there's not a bunch of stuff going on, just guys playing as hard as they can physically play. And then when you talk about that, I read about it yesterday. People talk about it all the time on any team right now. What is it? The brotherhood. You heard about it all the time. You hear about past teams from Nebraska, whatever, brotherhood. There's not a lot of brotherhood anymore.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 1-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Because people are, they're not together for the whole time. No. These guys, they came in together and they're leaving together.
I hate to hear you say that.
But it's true. I mean, it's not the old, well, we all came in as freshmen, and it's like, no, you just look across rosters everywhere. They're massively different on who came. So you have a brotherhood, you have a closeness, but the only way you have true brotherhood is the test of time. And when you come into Army or Navy and you're like, going, okay, here's what I'm doing. I'm doing this for 4 years. And I mean, that is amazing. There is no transfer portal going in. There's been 0.0001% of those who have left and went someplace else. You could leave. Yes, you can leave. And I know you said it was dishonorable discharge last night. I don't think that's correct. I don't think
that's, he said that.
Yeah, I don't think they're, right. That's correct. I don't think there's any sort of war crimes here or anything when they depart. But it was. But there were plays that will last. So when you get into a game like this, plays that last like a lifetime. So there was one, the quarterback for Navy, like that, Horvath, if I say it
Blake
right.
Horvath.
Is it Horvath?
Blake Horvath.
He did some, there was some buffoonery. Whoa. He threw a pass, basically he tried to clutch a pass, and he threw the ball backwards right before halftime, which allowed Army to get a field goal to go up by 6. But they have a play late in the game where they're going to get a chance to score. They're going to run a quarterback sneak, and they're down by 6.
Navy.
And they knock the ball out. They being Army knocks it out, and the ball's on the ground, and the guy's coming to scoop and score it for Army, and he doesn't pick it up. He botches it. The ball gets fumbled further, and Navy falls back on it. If he falls on the ball, it's their ball up 6 with like 5.5 minutes to go. The odds of Army winning probably pretty good, especially if they get a first down or two. But they don't. They throw a fourth down touchdown pass. Then late in the game, They're gonna on a third down play, it was same thing. He's going, the ball gets hit, the ball pops up in the air, which Army doesn't get. Then Horvath tries to extend the ball, and he's almost fumbles it again. So there's all these plays, and all I can think about in Army Navy is that these last your whole life. I mean, you are forever known for what you did in that game, and you don't get them over, and you don't get them back, and you're sitting there watching that, going like, man, if that guy would have, if this would have happened, if he would have done this, would this have happened to change this game? And it was on both sides all the way across, but it was a remarkable game. Army, I think Navy's the better team. Army played ridiculous. There also was with I don't know how much time to go, 6 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go. They're driving, it's 3rd and 2. They Army. And they're ahead, and they jump off sides. And it's like, so now it goes from 3rd and 2 to 3rd and 7. So they're going to go for it on 4th down. They're going to go for it on 3rd and 2, probably get it. If they don't, it's going to be 4th and 1, probably get it. And the whole game has changed on an offsides penalty. Mm-hmm. That will just, you know, but when you play in these games, talk about it, they can make you the hero, the excitement. I mean, the catch that was made to put him ahead will go down forever. That will be in a giant picture in his house forever. He caught the touchdown pass to beat Army, and you don't get those back. And if you have the negatives too, those are hard. Those are hard to ever let go, to get rid of, when it's like, man, the ball was right there. If I fall on it, doesn't guarantee a win, but the odds go from winning to they go up like 50% to have a chance to win it. So there's all these incredible plays. But if you saw the scene of what it looked like there, and the game finishes at night, it was in Baltimore, starts out. It's pretty dark when the game starts, but just the view of what it looked like, and they had sweet uniforms on. Navy had the helmet that was incredible. Yeah, what's that? Oh yeah, yeah. That would be a ticket you can hardly get into. It's a bucket list for almost everybody to be able to see that. What would happen with you two guys to make you not watch Army Navy?
My excuse was I was tuning into basketball.
That's not true, because it's split screen. So I was watching. I was watching.
Both. I had full screen depressed.
Yeah,
you're on the microphone, Sip.
I was writing.
Yeah,
at that.
That's the excuse. That's fair.
I was writing. Working.
I made it a point. I regret it for the sake of not watching this game to make it
as fully, an American.
As an American, I let you down, Bill, and America down by not watching any of the game. But I was locked
into
basketball.
And I could see if you had split screen. And then, because that's what I watched it on. Then they go over to mostly Huskers. Okay, I'm fine with that. But to completely just look at the United States of America and say, I'll pass.
That's me. Yeah, that's it. Yes. Listen, I'm taking the L here. Yeah, it's fine.
I pass on this. Yes. I pass on anything American. I don't want anything to do with the greatest game played. I want no part of this.
That's not true.
You didn't watch it. You didn't watch anything. You even saw it. I don't even care.
I didn't say that. Yeah. Words in my mouth.
You basically said it. When you don't watch it, you basically said it. I mean, if I wouldn't have went to Gigi's Nutcracker, I didn't have to say I don't care. But if I didn't show, man, I didn't care.
Oh, come on.
So just letting you guys know, I hope some of the
Sometimes
breakers
you gotta work, though.
Yeah. You were watching the game, too. You were watching the Nebraska game. So you just made – I didn't want to call you out on it again. You've already said you watched the game, so you weren't working that diligently at this time. So the game could have been on, easy to flip back and watch a little bit.
We have some response. Also, I think I put the over-under.
Get some response.
I put the over-under on passes this game at 15. There were 24 passes.
Oh, good job.
So it was way more than 15. Wow. Way more. Navy.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Navy themselves had 14 attempts. Army had 10 pass attempts in the game, so 24 total. Derek in the car says, Navy! Go Navy, fly Navy. We beat Army. Okay. Bill, it was a great event. It's on my bucket list before I croak. What a great spectacle.
Before I croak. As you don't hear that much. Before I pass sometimes, before I die, yes. Before I croak. That tells you what the game means, guys.
C-R-O-A-K.
Yeah. What else you got,
Jake? My name, Texter, says 03 West Point grad here. Great game. Right. Proud of the Black Knights. Sink Navy next year. They won this time, though.
They did. He Proud has to them. Be just disheveled. The ball was loose several times to win that game. Huh.
Downtown Scott says, I'm a no split screen guy. I went with the basketball game. Mm. Sorry, Bill. Mm. He says, sorry, Bill, to you.
America.
100.
And by the way, very, very late text right now from Jennifer and Hubby. They gave me a score range. Song
what is
death.
It? What did they give it?
8-5 from Hubby and 9 from Jennifer. That's close. Thank you. Almost surpassed.
About the highest score they've had, because usually Hubby is way below.
Yes.
God, okay, they like that.
They really
song.
Liked
they
it.
Did. Life in the
well,
Fast Lane.
Well, that would have been prom music for him. Yeah.
Seriously?
It would have been prom music. Dun, 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 dun.
Not for us.
Not for us. It was not prom music. That was pre. But we heard it a lot.
That song is that old.
Yes.
1976. Yes. Better times. Bill, the headline one more time, please.
Are you sure you want to hear it, Jake?
I'd like to hear it. Well, I know it's
you
chastising
and Steve are too
me.
Busy to have any part of it.
Not American over
not
here.
Not American right there. Yeah,
we
sorry.
Are.
Sorry to bother
we're
you.
Taking
with,
shots.
Sorry to bother you with this stupid thing I talked about. It's hard to explain the ridiculous strain. Ouch. Imagine that ball at the football at the highest level, a lifetime game you'll always frame.
Ouch!
I don't even know who you guys are.
I know. I feel horrible.
I regret it, Bill. I should have watched at least the first half.
And I led up to it Friday.
You did.
It wasn't like we just magically.
No, you gave us a great preview.
Jake, there was a 20-minute halftime, and they didn't match up. Just so you know, they didn't match up.
I'm going to give it what. At halftime, I went and shoveled the driveway. There was a little bit of snow on the driveway. I shoveled it.
There wasn't enough to shovel. Stop it. It was. No,
I did.
It was this much. If he shoveled it, I'm talking the whole driveway, no chance is more than 90 seconds.
That surprises me, frankly.
10 minutes, maybe?
No, there's no chance.
It was cold.
Jake,
I shoveled it.
Jake,
this is unnecessary.
America.
I'm sorry, America.
That was good.
Congrats to Navy, though. Incredible
win. Hey, we relied on you to give us the report, and you did.
17-16 Navy. Hey, both teams are bowling, though. 6-6 Army. 6-6 Army, 10-2 Navy.
Out of 100, I think I've heard this right, 100 and whatever years they've played, 20-something, they've only both been bowl eligible 7 times.
Okay, so this is a big deal.
There's a lot of time when I watched this game as a kid, and both teams were 3-7 or 3-8. I mean, it was the final score was 6-3, and it wasn't that exciting.
More exciting now.
Better now. That's Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour 2 next, look at Nebraska.
Always.
Utah, big significant moment happened ahead of Nebraska, Utah. Tell you what happened next. An early break in the ticket.